T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
D in Detroit, 97, won the ticket. Hello, D.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
What's up, D?
Oh, man, thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, look, the topic that you guys are talking about is fantastic. Now, I'm going to say I got two things. First thing is, I am a graduate of the Ohio State University, but I was born and raised in the city of Detroit. Now, one of the things me and my buddies, we get together every year, whether it's in Ohio or whether it's in Michigan, to see the game. One of the things I think is that this. Yeah, I know that Michigan gave up 62 last year, gave up 56 this year, and I know they're thinking about getting ready to coach and all that kind of stuff. But there's two things I tell all the guys all the time I talk about. One, it's a talent thing. It's a definite talent thing. Michigan is not as good as everybody claims them to be. Ohio State is a superior team.
Correct.
It has always been a superior team. So that's just like playing, you know, you're asking a team to compete against the best blue chippers that they get out of Michigan, out of Ohio, and Indiana, and whatever state they go to. Now, a good example of what I'm trying to say, and I'm done, is this. This past weekend, I watched the game at 12 o'clock with me and my buddies, and you can clearly see that Ohio State is a better team. Period. They are. So getting rid of the coach ain't going to do no good, because Michigan is doing a great job against other teams other than this superior team. And that superior team could be LSU, Clemson, Ohio State. They are not going to beat those teams. I don't give a damn what they have.
Let me ask you a question, D. You said don't get rid of the coach, but who's in charge of securing that talent?
Well, that's the thing. You got a whole another team of recruits. You got a whole other team of scouts that goes out and say, this is the guy that we want. Now, let me just say this one more thing. Of course, Michigan would like to have, and those recruits like to have, those recruits that Ohio State have. But they're not coming to Ohio, to Michigan. And let me tell you why. This past weekend at 7 o'clock p.m., this past Saturday night, I watched River Rouge play Muskegon. Two-time player of the year quarterback for Muskegon. Two-time player of the year. He got 4-3 speed, 6-3, and can throw the ball like a rocket. But guess where he's going to school at, guys?
Cameron Martinez is going to Ohio State.
Yeah, you damn right. And that's the problem right there. That's the problem. We cannot, Michigan cannot recruit the blue chippers out of their own damn state, let alone get the ones out of Michigan. And as long as that keeps happening, that they refuse to go to Ohio State, refuse to go, we get Ohio State going to kick Michigan's butt until the sun comes down.
So, D, who do you root for, Michigan or Ohio State?
Well, that's a good thing, because it depends on who's winning the game. If Ohio State winning, I'll put that jersey on.
Oh, my
Michigan
God.
Winning, I get the best of two worlds.
Oh, I thought that's worse than me. I thought I was on the fence.
Yeah.
But you guys understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Until we can recruit the Dapper Dads and the Blue Chippers out of the state of Michigan to come to our school, because this guy at 4-3 speed at Muskegon, he is the real deal.
Well,
and we should have got him.
All right, the deal too, D, is when they do get those blue chippers, they're not performing at the level.
Donovan
Peoples Jones, who Urban Meyer highlighted in the preseason this year. Oh, we love DPJ. I tried to get him at Ohio State, but he went to Michigan. He's good. He's not standout. He's not spectacular. Even Rashawn Gary, the number one player in America when he came here, he's a really good college player. I mean, mm-hmm. What, second team All-America? But very rarely did you watch games where you're like, oh, my God, Rashawn Gary. I mean, he wasn't the dominant force that we thought he's going to be. They go to Ohio State and they become those things.
You could argue the number one player in the state, Justin Rogers, offensive line, Oak Park. He's going to?
Detroit News to cover the Lions.
Kentucky.
Oh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.